a wrinkle here when you're considering federal funding for NPR. If NPR deserves federal funding because it's this weird public good that will be underprovided without government assistance, what about other radio stations? They are also public goods. They're just like NPR. They're non-rivalrous. They're non-excludable. So what about KISS 100 or even television, broadcast television? Should The Bachelor get federal money?
And no one seems to argue that we need public funding for those things. And why is that? Well, follow me, friends, through the looking glass. It turns out there is another way to view broadcast media and public radio where none of it looks like a public good at all.
All right. So listeners, are you ready to have your minds blown? Okay. So think about it this way. So normally you think for a radio broadcast, the listener, you know, you're the consumer and the product is the radio programming that you're listening to, but which the radio producer has no way of charging you for.
But now think about it differently. Think about you as the product and the advertisers as the customers. The people who run a radio station can sell your ears to the advertisers, and most commercial radio and television think about it that way. The product is the audience, and they are selling that audience to the advertisers.
If you're trying to fund a radio show, a TV show through advertising, you've effectively turned it from a public good into a private good. But the customers are not the people who are viewers. The customers are the people who are actually paying for it, who are the advertisers. And advertising, you know, is rivalrous. You know, one advertising slot uses up time that then can't go to another advertiser. And it's excludable. You know, if the advertiser doesn't pay, you don't run that advertiser's message. So for a long time, the solution to that particular public good problem was, well, sure, it's a public good from the point of view of the viewers, but from the point of view of the advertisers, it's a private good and we can provide it in a private market and no problem.
That's so confusing because now you take public radio, you think about it one way, it feels very natural, it qualifies as a public good. You think about it another way, all of a sudden it's not a public good. All of a sudden the product is the audience and you're selling that to advertisers.
Which we do. We call them underwriters. Yeah. They're not advertisers exactly, but they have a lot of the same characteristics. Let's just say that.
So which is it? Is it an elephant or a giraffe?
To some